read, and thank you, well cleared up as well. That little illustration reminds us, I think, of the impact of that famous day. Jesus is walking along the seashore, and he sees these two boats, and he's a rabbi, he's a teacher, and in Jewish times, the rabbi sat to teach, and then everyone would have gathered around him. So Jesus sees the opportunity of this boat, sits in it, and teaches his sermon, does his teaching for the day. And at the end of it, he and the fisherman have this little conversation. And it's a remarkable conversation. It really is a remarkable conversation. Jesus says, put out into the deep. Or another way of putting it is, launch out into the deep. Go out where perhaps you can't put your feet down, where things are a bit insecure. Go out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch. And the answer is beautiful, because Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Okay? I'm a fisherman, you're a carpenter. Okay? I'm a fisherman, you're a rabbi. Okay? We do it at night because they hide from the sun. We haven't caught anything. Okay? And then you can hear the needle in his voice. But because you say so, I will let down the nets, all right? It sounds like a man who's extremely hacked off, okay? He's spent all night working, hasn't got anything, and here's this upstart from just over the hill in Nazareth, and he's telling me how to do my job. I am going to show you. So they let down their nets. And of course, as we know, but they didn't, there is this miracle. This moment of overwhelming generosity, overwhelming blessing, that God doesn't just give them a good catch, he gives them such a big catch that they can barely pull it in, and then their partners, James and John, they come and they can barely pull it in, and it seems that the two boats are about to sink. There is something overwhelming about this act of God, this sign of his blessing and his generosity. And Simon, bless him, gets it right. You see, Simon doesn't think at this point that it's about the fish. He is a fisherman, so it would be really easy, wouldn't it, for him to look at the two boats almost sinking and say, well, hey, payday. But he doesn't. He doesn't. He falls on his knees and says, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. Simon can see that this is not about the fish, that this is about Jesus, who he is, how he has come to fulfill the promises, how he has come to be the one that they have been waiting for. Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. And then, of course, Jesus calls him. Don't be afraid. Yes, you may be a sinful person. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. And that amazing little word, that verse at the end, okay, which a blast and reel, we've had that as our memory verse the last couple of weeks. They pulled their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him. What a response to the man Jesus. What a response. So this is the story. I want us to think for a minute, has it worked? Okay, has it worked? So I've got a few questions for you here, okay? I'm sorry if they're a bit small. They looked bigger on my screen. But anyway, let me just read this to you, okay? How many people answered Christian on the 2021 UK census? Okay, how many people answered Christian? Was it 7.5 million or 17.5 million or 27.5 million? Okay? Hands up for 7.5 million. Okay? Hands up for 17.5 million. Hands up for 27.5 million. Okay. It was 27.5 million. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but all they're doing is ticking a box. All they're doing is ticking a box. Doesn't mean anything. It does mean something, doesn't it? On the census the last time, you didn't have to fill that box in. It was an optional box. Okay, and as you probably know, when you fill the census in, you have to do it quite carefully. They don't like you messing about with it. Okay, but that was a box you didn't have to tick. 27.5 million people in our country ticked Christian. Okay, next one. It is estimated that there are how many Christians in the world? Okay? Estimate. How many Christians are there in the world? 1 billion. I think you've rumbled me, haven't you? You've rumbled me. Okay. 2 billion. 2.3 billion. Oh, well done, well done, well done. Yes, very good, very good. Roughly 2.3 billion. That's a lot of people. That is a lot of people, isn't it? Any idea where this church is? Just any idea at all? There's no particular reason that you should, but just wondered, okay? This is a church in Jordan, okay? Country of Jordan. Any idea where this one is? Not bad, not bad. Morocco, okay? Morocco. Now, there's a bit of a clue with the writing on this one. Anyone idea where this one is? South Korea. South Korea. South Korea. Okay? This one? Yeah, it does look like an English church, doesn't it? It does, yeah, but actually that's in Borneo. Okay? That's in Borneo. Which I would struggle to put on the map, to be absolutely honest. But anyway, Borneo. Okay? And then this one, which is my favourite of the ones I found. That's very cool, isn't it? That's a very cool church. Scandinavia, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Iceland. That's in Iceland. Okay. There are churches and Christians all over the world. So was Jesus right? Have the nets been full? Have they been almost at breaking point? Yes, they have. This story of Jesus, of his life, of the way in which he behaved, the way in which he spoke, the way in which he touched people, the way he raised them up, the way he healed them, the way he forgave them, the way he restored their dignity. The message of Christ crucified, going to the cross for our sin and rising on Easter Sunday, that most glorious negative. Okay? Normally things we say no and not are not great, are they? That's the most glorious negative statement ever said. He is not here. He has risen. This message, the Spirit poured out upon his people, has gone out to the ends of the earth. It even made it to a little island on the north edge of the Roman Empire. It even made it as far as the savage Britons, and they began to see who Jesus was. Isn't it an incredible thing? And do you know what's even better? We are part of this. We are part of this message. We are part of this pouring out of the invitation of God. And remember, Simon thought he was totally unsuitable. In the story, the first thing Simon does is kneel in front of Jesus and says, I'm not your man. I am sinful. When we were doing this in Blast and Reel in the week, we watched a little bit from The Chosen, which you may know that. It's a really good dramatization of the story of Jesus. And in The Chosen, when Peter kneels in front of Jesus, he says, "You don't know what I've done." Which is quite funny, isn't it? Because of course he knows what he's done. But sometimes we feel like that, don't we? You can't want me. I know what I've done. And in The Chosen, Jesus says to Peter, "Fisherman, lift up your head. Lift up your head. See that you are loved. See that, of course, the Lord knows your life inside out. Of course he does. And he loves you. And he knows you. And he calls you to be part of this. Yes, even you, even me." And we're inviting people to meet Jesus. Do you know, this is really important, okay? Ultimately, we're not inviting people to join a club or to do something different on a Sunday morning. We want people to meet Jesus, just as Simon did, just as we have, just as billions of people have done across the world and through history, to find in him all that we are looking for, to find in him what the scriptures call the bread of life, the one who makes sense of life, the one who gives us life in all its fullness, the one who forgives and empowers and strengthens and walks alongside us and is all that we are looking for. It's a really important point, isn't it? We are inviting people to meet Jesus. He is the business. He is the one. And then, of course, to hear his call. As Simon Peter kneels before Jesus, he has a choice, doesn't he? He has a choice. Will he say, "Thank you for the fish," and go back to fishing? Or will he say, "I will follow you"? And praise God that he did. Praise God that in some stumbling way, we have also responded. And that is what we are asked, commanded, invited, given the privilege of sharing in, to help people meet Jesus, and then for him to say, "Now come, follow me, and let's together see what I will do in and through you, changing you, and through you, changing the world." So praise God for this miraculous catch of fish. Praise God that Simon could see that it was not about the fish. It's about Jesus. Praise God that through Simon and those very unpromising disciples, empowered by the Spirit, the message has come out, gone out to all over the world, and we have been able to respond. We are now part of this amazing work. And just as he said to Simon, sinful and unreliable and flaky and all the things that Simon was, so he says to us, "Come, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of people." We too can point people to Jesus and give them the opportunity to hear, "Come, follow me." Amen.